Welcome to the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. I am your host, Luke Nessler. And listen, this is an iTunes exclusive. And we are coming to you. Where are we coming to you from? We're coming to you from the new Impact Media podcast studio. If only you could see it. If only you could see it. We're upping the game a little bit here with podcasting. We want to start bringing you more audio exclusive content. We're going to start bringing you more guests. We're going to start calling in folks. We're going to take the podcast content to another level. And today I want to talk to you about something that's going to help you take your business to another level. Listen, this is the Attention Equals Dollars podcast. And what that means is you have to get visibility. You have to have exposure. People have to see you, know you, like you, trust you before they're going to buy from you. But you have to have a way to get it to the revenue point, right? Attention equals what? Dollars. Well, that doesn't just mean you post and then it just comes to you, right? We're not talking about the field of dreams. If you build it, they will come. You have to know how to turn that attention into revenue. One of the things I want to talk to you about today is follow up. So if you're in the business-to-business space, or maybe even some B2C, business-to-consumer, you have to generate leads in order to generate a customer, right? What a lead is, for those that don't know, it's when somebody gives you their name, phone number, and email by submitting it on maybe your website, maybe a lead generation landing page, things like that. So now the ball is in your court. The job of your marketing is done, right? The job of social media, the job of email marketing, the job of, hell, TV, radio, billboard, any of that. It's not to sell your shit. It's not to close the lead. It's to get the exposure. It's to get the attention. It's to get people thinking of you and telling them where you want them to go. When they go there, when they do what you want them to do, they probably have submitted as a lead. Now it is up to you. You would be surprised the amount, or maybe you wouldn't be, hell, you might even be one of those customers. But let's just be real here for a minute. We've had a lot of customers in the past that think that just because we generate the lead for them means that the customer's ready to buy then and now, and they should just sell themselves. They don't understand. You have to follow up. You have to follow up. The reason I have become so good at selling, right? I can sell the shit out of what we do, not because of our marketing, not because I'm just so good looking that people throw their money at me, right? It's because I know how to follow up. And I tell my business partner this, you know, we have customers that, potential customers that have been following up for years. And he's like, man, you're still talking to that person? I said, I will follow them up until one of us is in the ground, right? I'm not going to stop following up because the second I stop and they need my service, they might go somewhere else, right? So here's the statistic. 64% of sales organizations have no follow-up plan. According to Grant Cardone, the foremost expert in sales, 64% of organizations have no follow-up plan. That's absurd. That means that even if you're running TV, radio, newspaper, social media, pay-per-click, Google advertising, if you're standing on top of a building and yelling as loud as you can, and people are calling you or going to your website or even visiting you in your dealership or wherever you're at, 64% of organizations have no follow-up plan. All right, it gets better. Less than 2% of all sales are made on the first contact. You need to write this down. If you're driving in your car, play this again tonight when you get home and write this down. This is important. Less than 2% of all sales are made on the first contact. 94% of the time, management never touches a customer or contacts a customer. 94% of the time, somebody in management, whether it be me, the CEO of the company, or you, maybe you're a shift manager or sales manager or floor manager or HR, whatever, 94% of the time, the most important people, the top rung of an organization, 94% of the time don't touch the customer. They don't even contact the customer. 80% of all customers buy between the fifth and the 12th follow-up, right? So if you're listening to this and you're trying to run your own marketing, or you might even be a customer and we're generating leads, or you're generating leads, and you followed up with a lead once or twice, and you say, well, son of a bitch, they haven't bought my product. 80% of the time, 80% of all customers will buy on the 5th to 12th follow-up. I have customers that have done multiple six-figure deals with us that I have followed up at least 20-plus times. We have a customer relationship management software called Salesforce. We track this. I track if I send them a text message, a Facebook message, an email, if I call, if I send them a letter. I track every engagement that I have with them. We have followed up with our customers. The higher the ticket, the more you got to follow up with them, because obviously if you're selling something that's a lot of money, they're not going to give it up as easily. So you got to follow them up. You got to show them that you want to earn your business. And I follow people up 20 plus times in order to earn their business. So when it comes to attention turning into revenue, attention equals dollars, it starts with this. You got to get the attention. You got to position yourself as an expert. You got to get me and everybody else out there that you want to buy from you to think of you, not your customer. But that's just the beginning. It's an important part, but that's like the airplane taking off. The shit's not done. The job's not done. You got to close the damn thing. And the way you're going to close isn't by coming in with some clever line and these word tracks and persuasion. It's fucking follow-up. Relentless, I want the job more than my competitor, and I'm going to show you because I want to earn your business, and I'm not going away until you give me the business. I've had people that have told me no. One of my favorite clients, right? One of our ski resort clients told me no. And 15 days later, I followed them up again and they told me yes. Think about that. 15 days after they said, no, we're not interested. I said, great, totally understand. Appreciate your time. Followed them up in 15 days and they said yes. Now here's the trick. And we talk about this in Impact Marketing Academy. If you're not familiar with it, you can go to impactmarketingacademy.com and learn about it. There's a follow-up course in there. You can't just do the same old thing, right? You can't just email, you can't just call, and then email, and then call, and then email, and send another one, and then call. You're doing the same two moves, right? That's like if a boxer just throws right hook after right hook after right hook after right hook, he's going to get knocked the hell out because he's got one move or maybe two moves. Right? So I'm going to give you a tip. I'm going to give you a really fucking powerful tip on this podcast today, on this iTunes audio exclusive on attention equals dollars. You cool with that? I don't mean to build it up and hype it up, but it's good. I've told people this and they've texted me later that day and said, holy shit, that worked. I want you to take out your phone. I want you to shoot a selfie video of you addressing a prospect that you've been trying to earn their business, whether it was since yesterday or since last year. And I want you to send them a video. And I want you to say to them what you would say to them in an email. And I want you to text it to their phone. And I want you to watch what happens. If you've been trying to get a meeting set up with Rick and or John or Sam and they haven't responded to your email, I want you to take out your phone and say, hey, Rick, this is Luke. Hope you're doing well. I wanted to send you this quick video message because I've got something that I really want to share with you. I've sent you a couple emails. Man, I totally understand you're busy. That's why I wanted to send you this video text message because, listen, it's urgent. It's important. I have something that if you will let me share it with you over a 10-minute phone conversation, I promise it'll be worth your time. If not, I'll simply hang up on myself and I won't bother you again. Just say, you know, it doesn't have to be that, but that's what I would say, and send it in a video text message. I have closed, I don't know the exact number, so I'm not going to make one up, but it's fucking over 15 deals, okay? I've closed over 15 in big deals, right? We're not talking $100 products. We're talking 30,000 plus programs. I've closed over 10 deals just in the past 12 months, right? This isn't since the inception of me using this technique. I'm talking in the last year, right? And I'm recording this on July 26th, 2018, I have closed a hell of a lot of deals because I followed up with somebody that has gone MIA and I followed up with them via a video text message. I told somebody that's in the business banking industry or business banking arena to use this technique. He kept telling me, I've been trying to get a hold of this real estate developer for 6 months and I can't get him to return my calls. I can't get him to return my emails. And I said, do you have a cell phone number? And he said, well, yeah. And I said, have you ever texted him? And he said, no. And I said, great. I don't want you to just send a text message. I want you to send a video text message. Keep it under 30 seconds. These people don't have a fucking hour to watch your soap opera. Keep it under 30 seconds. Keep it to 15 if you can, right? And I told him to send it to this gentleman. And you know what he did? My friend Andrew. Andrew might be listening to this, and he's going to know if it's him. Andrew sent me a video text message that night saying, holy shit, that worked. I tried it. I've tried a lot of other things, and that worked. So I want to read these stats to you one more time, and then I want you to remember what we talked about today. 64% of all organizations have no follow-up plan. Unexcusable. Less than 2% of sales are made on the first contact. So why do you think you're going to close a deal on the first contact, right? You're not going to close a deal on the first contact. Just tell yourself, I ain't going to close this thing. I'm in this thing for 5 to 12 to 20 to 250 follow-ups, right? 94% of the time, the higher-ups, the C-levels, the management of the organization never even reach out to the customer. Big mistake. If you can't get them to answer your call, have your freaking manager call them. Have your CMO, your chief marketing officer call them, right? I'm the CEO of this organization, and I sell every fucking product that comes in. So if I make the money and write the checks, and I'm the one calling the people, you need to get your management on the same page. If you're management and you're not talking to your customers and you're expecting your salespeople to do it and you're not even ever reaching out to them, you're making a big mistake. 80% of all customers buy between the 5th and the 12th follow-up. 80% of customers buy between the 5th and the 12th follow-up. And what I want you to do today, when you listen to this, and I know you're in sales because we're all in sales, right? If the deal you're trying to close is that girl that you're trying to take out on a freaking date, I want you to send her a fucking video message and say, listen, baby, I want to take you out for the best steak dinner you've ever had, and then we're going to go watch the sunset, and I can't wait. Let's make it happen. I don't care if you're sending it to a girl. I don't care if you're sending it to the decision maker on a six-figure deal. I want you to take your phone out. I want you to send a video text message to somebody that you've been trying to get to come out of MIA and silent mode, and I promise you it will work. And if it doesn't work on that one, I want you to send it to another one. And when it works, I want you to send me a message on Facebook. I want you to give me just give me some acknowledgement that you've tried this. I want to hear your response, because it's going to blow your mind. And I want you to try it on somebody that hasn't responded in a while. Don't try it on somebody that responds to every email. Try it to somebody that's gone MIA. Follow up is king. Follow up is the lifeblood of your business, right? You can have all the attention in the world, but 2% of deals close on the first contact. So you can have hundreds of thousands of people coming to you, but if you're following up or talking to them one time, you're only going to close 2% of those people. Let's get your close rate up. You got to get attention before you can get dollars, but before you can get dollars, you got to get on the follow-up train. Talk to you guys next week.